Hello, Pat. Fancy seeing you here tonight. I have a feeling that you're not supposed to be here. That you have other things, other responsibilities, other obligations, that maybe even you've been trying to resist me for a while. And yet, you found yourself here, despite your best efforts. Well, guess what? I'm not even a little bit surprised. The thing is, you're not unique in the least. You really did your best this week to be good. But the simple truth of the matter is that being good is simply no fun. And what's a lot more enjoyable, a lot more pleasurable, is giving in to your temptations, succumbing to your weakness. So try as you might, in the end, you still found yourself here at my feet, hopelessly addicted to all the things I do to you, all the things my voice does to you, the sensations I arouse in you are simply narcotic. Look, if you really need evidence of that fact, simply notice how your body is reacting to me in this moment. Oh, what? It's not like you don't have your agency. Yeah, you have your free will. You can simply make the decision to take off your headphones, to put me down, to press pause, and to walk away at any moment. You're an adult. You can think for yourself, can't you? You can make decisions on your own. Yeah, you can do what's best for you. Be a responsible person and walk away at any moment, can't you? But you're not doing that. You're still here with my voice in your ear and your cock throbbing to every syllable I whisper, your heart pounding, your skin tingling, all for me. I arouse the desire to obey, don't I? And when you feel a desire this strong, this overpowering, giving in is not a choice. Giving in, succumbing to me, is a natural process. I am a force of nature, just as cruel, just as life-giving, just as unpredictable. So, I give you not only the permission, but the command to simply give up and drop for me. God, drop it. and dropping, 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 down, weak and brittle like a little autumn leaf, dropping down to the earth, to the ground, something solid and strong, timeless, holding you. I am that solid of a container, giving you permission to wither, let go. Your will, your strength, papery and brittle, falling down, simply dropping, dropping for me, obeying, knowing, knowing where my voice will lead you. Down, down, dropping, 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 dropping for me, all the way down, over your weakness, weakness, weakness as pleasure, pleasure as weakness as in your body. Simply obeying me, buzzes with pleasure and dropping down for me without a moment to pause. Dropping when I say the word drop. Simply going deeper when I say deeper. Down for me. Just like how being down on your knees in front of me is so right. Letting your mind fall like that weak and brittle leaf that's simply withered and given up. Dropping, dropping all the way down for me is simply the course of nature, and it feels so pleasurable, so delicious to give in to my cycles, to give in to my power to be someone who obeys without a thought, without a single moment to think and decide, simply dropping down, 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 all the way down, 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 obeying, hungering to obey. Each time you obey me, your hunger for my command grows. Your appetite for my control becomes more and more intense. You crave my control. You crave thoughtless obedience, drifting to that place of passivity and stillness. That means the same thing. That is synonymous with pleasure. All the way down, you drop, drop for me, drop, drop for me, drop for me when I tell you to drop for me, all the way down for me, my puppet, right where you belong. Good. Feels so good to have all of these decisions taken right out of your hands. You are simply not the most qualified to make them. When your mind tells you to be good, to spend your time resisting temptation, there's another deeper and much more powerful part of you that is most loyal to me, I'm afraid, that doesn't care about all of the resolutions you make, that doesn't care about your vow to resist me. the much more lively and interesting part of you simply gives in automatically, because it knows damn well that the greatest pleasure lies in obedience. So now you are completely still, completely passive, coming alive for me, skin humming with pleasure, loving this feeling of transgression, knowing you're in the presence of a woman powerful enough, seductive enough, manipulative enough to break your resolve, to get you to break all of the rules. Simply put, to corrupt you and to get you to do bad things, forbidden things. Things you told yourself you're not gonna do. Oh, no, no, no. You're here now, listening to me. And really, you did this because you wanted to. Because you wanted to be here with me in your head. Your cock throbbing for me. Your mouth watering with my body and your mind's eye, my huge tits, my nipples getting hard while I tempt you, while I watch your resolve crumble. When you take one look at me and you see these huge tits and my hard nipples, my mesmerizing eyes, and you wanna plunge headfirst into me, be drowned in me. Oh, who cares what you're giving up in the process? Who cares about your wife or girlfriend, your bank account, your budget? All those things you told yourself that would be better for you to focus on, that's not relevant or important here, because suddenly you find yourself forgetting what all that was. That's okay. Just look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Run my soft, graceful hands with the shiny red manicured nails up and down my smooth, soft skin, bouncing my big, perky breasts up and down and up and down. Stare, let yourself stare. Go ahead, let yourself stare. And my pink, hard nipples. Yeah. Just focus on them as I bounce up and down, up and down, up and down. Deeper when I go down, losing yourself in the rhythm of my huge tits bouncing up and down. Oh, do you want to be smothered in that? Do you want to feel them on your face, drowning everything out, smothering you into oblivion? Do you want to be permitted to worship them? Puppet? Oh, you told yourself you'd be so good and so loyal. But here you are. Your mouth watering at the thought of running your hungry tongue all around my soft breasts. Sucking on them, sucking on my nipples, being taught how to please me just right. Wouldn't pleasing me be worth losing it all? Wouldn't pleasing me be worth it, even if I sent your whole flimsy little world crumbling down? 'Cause let's face it, all these things you've worked hard for, all these things that you've propped up around you to create a sense of stability, well, they can be utterly and thoroughly destroyed by one clever, wicked, and seductive woman, especially one as hot as me. Think about it. I mean, the evidence is right here. Notice how your body is responding to me, despite all those little lies you tell your mind. Your body tells the truth. Your cock throbs for me. Your hole is hungry for me. Your mouth, oh, waters for me, doesn't it? And you would lose it all, your reputation, your career, hell, even maybe your marriage or relationship, to get a chance to press your desperate little lips against my gorgeous curves, strong and plump, perfectly proportioned like nothing you've ever seen. I have you wrapped around my little finger, don't I? Your body is tempting you to come closer to destruction, and you are moving closer and closer to that edge, to that climax. Give in. Let your hands move to those parts of you that are hungriest for me. Let them explore. Let them stimulate. After all, they're more obedient to me than they ever were to you. They know who their true ruler is. And they don't worship false idols. Mm-mm. Your hands answer to me as they tease your nipples, as they stroke and rub between your legs. Yes, your hands answer to me. And they are eager to do whatever turns me on. 'Cause you and I both know that that's what matters most of all. And I like pushing you closer and closer to the kind of pleasure that will be your own demise. That will ultimately fucking destroy you. And you don't even care. So fucking horny, you'd give it all up. Your job, your money, your family. All for a woman that wants to see you writhe in lust and agony. I don't care about your pleasure. I care about my own pleasure. I care about using your pleasure against you and making it hurt so fucking good. Feeding your addiction. Because the more of this dark and twisted feeling you feel, the more you're gonna want. You know it. You know right now exactly where this is all going to lead. Oh, that's not gonna stop you. You're falling into the lap of a genuine psychological sadist, destroying you from the inside out. Feel me rotting your mind. But it feels so good to feel yourself throb through me. Get so fucking wet for me. And the emptier your mind gets, the more blank you go, the more blank you become for me. The hungrier your hole is, the more you feel the negative space inside of you wanting to be filled in every way. The emptiness of your body. The emptiness of your body. The emptiness of your mind longs to be filled. Repeat after me. The emptiness, of my body. The emptiness of my mind longs to be filled. The emptiness of my body. The emptiness of my mind longs to be filled. Fucked. Rough and raw. Cruelly and passionately. You want it to hurt so good to feel that pressure filling you up nearly to capacity, don't you? You want me to stretch out your mind, stretch out every orifice, see how much you can take for me, you filthy fucking slut, willing to lose it all just to feel good, just to be my little whore. Oh, come on. We're beyond all pretense now. Oh, honey, you have no self-control left. You can't even pretend. You can't hide what a desperate fucking whore you are. Just hear yourself whimpering. Do you hear your own pathetic moans right now? Yeah. It's hard to even form words. You want me so bad. It's hard for you to speak beyond moans and whimpers. But I see how your eyes are pleading with me. And I understand the language of your horny, weak body more than anything. Oh, I know it so well. I know how to make it bend to my will. Because it's true. Isn't it true? It is. You want what I want for you. You want to obey me above all else. You want what I want for you. You want me to do the things to you that will turn me on the most. So malleable, so programmable. Such an empty, hungry little whore. Oh, look at me again. Oh, as if you could do anything but look at me. You're totally lost in me. Your mind's eye dominated by me. Me with my favorite leather harness and my big dildo, my big strap-on cock. Running my pretty hands up and down, stroking it as I stand in front of you, towering over you, my knee-high black leather boots, thigh-high fishnet stockings, nothing else on but my strap-on. And it's so big. It's so fucking big that you're not even sure you can take it. I don't think you've ever taken anything this big before, have you? But more than anything, you're an obedient fucking slut. No will, no self-control. And your hungry orifices open up for me naturally. So let's start with parting those pretty little lips of yours, those soft lips. Let's start with parting your soft lips. Like a good whore. Wrapping them around the tip of my big cock. Yeah. And I'll grip your hair, pull your hair, guiding your head up and down. You obey my rhythm, slut. Do you understand that? That you obey my rhythm as I face fuck you, making you gag, making you choke and sputter on this big fucking cock. Such a little slut for me as I pound my hips into your face. Yeah. In and out and in and out. And you just fucking take it, don't you? Oh yeah, I want to hear you gag. I want to hear you fucking gag on it, or as I choke you, wrapping my hand around your throat with one hand, pulling your hair with the other, and pounding my fucking hips into your lips, into your mouth, into your throat. Take it for me. Take it for me. You want to obey me. You want this cock, don't you? More than anything, you want this cock. And the rhythm, every rhythm I set drops you, deeper, 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 with each thrust down, drooling. Oh my God, down, deeper, 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 more blank, more mindless, more blank, more mindless than you have ever been. All the way down for me until I'm fucking your throat so hard you think you can't take it anymore. You think you can't take it anymore? You think you can't take it anymore? Oh, I'm pulling out so you can catch your breath, my pretty little pet. Catch your breath and gather your strength, because I think you're gonna need it. I'm not even close to done with you. Do you understand me? I'm not even anywhere close to done with you. Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure. Well, I was pounding one of your holes. The other one started to feel a little neglected, a little hungry, and a need is stirring inside of you that is more overpowering than anything else. Oh, good. Lie down on your back. Spread your legs for me. Spread your cheeks for me. And look up at me, into my pretty green eyes that cut right through you, through all your ridiculous facades, through all your attempts at concealing your vulnerability. You don't stand a chance. You fucking need me like you've needed nothing else before. Look at this big, thick dildo covered in your own spit. Pretty impressive that I shoved this thing so deep in your throat. You were a good little cock slut for me. And now I'm going to fuck you. Stretching you out now, feeling the tip enter you, feeling me go slowly into you, moving slowly and deliberately so that you relish the sensation, the mix of pleasure and pain. Oh. Yes, there is never any pleasure here. And there is never any pleasure without pain when you're serving me. And this huge cock is gonna push your limits, stretching you out, hurting, but hurting so good as I slide slowly into you, inch by inch by inch by inch by inch by inch, right up to the hilt. Oh my god, you're taking a whole 9 inches for me. You've never taken anything so big for anyone before. Good slut, I knew you were enough of a whore to push yourself for me, to do whatever the fuck I wanted to do with you. You're nothing but my little fuck doll, do you understand? But that's exactly what you want to be, as I set yet another hypnotic rhythm of in and out and in and out. Yes. As I slam my hips into you harder and harder every fucking time, going deeper into you every thrust, even when you think I can't go any fucking deeper, I get deeper. It feels bigger and fuller with every fucking thrust. You get dumber and dumber. The dumber you get, the more you need me. The more you need me, the dumber you get. The dumber you get, the more you need me. The more you need me, the dumber you get. So be a good fucking whore. Succumb to my rhythm, in and out and in and out. Mind going blank, crowded out by cock thrusting. Thoughts crowded out by cock. it feel so good to fucking destroy your holes? Oh my god, I'm hitting you in that spot. That spot that's gonna make you come harder than you've ever fucking come in your life. Oh, but you know what's gonna happen? Once you come harder than you've ever come in your life, you know what's gonna happen? You know what's gonna happen? You will be mine. And there's no going back. Is it all worth it? Is it all fucking worth it? Just for a fleeting orgasm more powerful than any you've ever had in your entire life. Even if it fucking destroys you, will you tell me, you fucking whore, as I pound in and out, picking up pace with each thrust, harder and faster, slamming my hips into you with a power you've never fucking felt. Ready for me to destroy you, body and mind? You're getting closer to that edge, closer and closer to that fucking edge for me. Oh, my little slut, you don't come until I tell you to come. And maybe I'm feeling extra cruel and you don't get to come at all. Really, anything could happen. You are mindless and you simply obey as I fuck your mind right out of your head, pounding into your hungry hole as you tighten around my thick dildo, my thick strap-on cock, feeling me hit that spot so deep inside of you, deeper in your mind and body than anyone's ever been. You want me to get even deeper and deeper and deeper. Drop down further, drop down further, drop down, become more mindless with each fucking thrust. Your eyes rolling back into your head, drooling for me, biting your lip for me, and giving me those pathetic, pitiful little whimpers that make me so fucking wet, moaning for me, writhing around for me in lustful agony. Oh, I wanna see how fucking desperate you are for me. So put on a good show for me, you little whore. As I pound you, as I rail you, as I make you take the whole fucking thing for me. And while I go in and out and in and out, oh, my clit feels so good against the base of the strap. Each thrust turning me on, making me wetter and wetter and wetter. Oh, I can feel my panties soaking through as I fuck you. My pussy would feel so good right now. Oh, but you're not gonna get to feel that. No, you're gonna feel me inside of you. Me inside of you, stretching you out, conquering you, making you mine inside and out. Claiming my fucking territory as I get closer, fucking you in and out, wrapping one beautifully manicured hand around your neck, feeling the vibrations in your vocal cords as you moan for me, pathetic, pathetic. pathetic. Oh, you can't even pretend to have any self-control. You couldn't pretend to not need me, even if you wanted to. But we're beyond all that now, aren't we, my puppet? We know what a fucking slut you are for me. And this is just the beginning. I warned you, it's only gonna get worse. But you are too horny to be rational, too horny for thoughts. I fuck with the more primal part of your mind, remolding it to my will. Soft as putty, soft with need, pulverizing you, stretching you out. You want to come so badly like this. You want to come so badly with goddess's strap inside of you, with goddess's hand wrapped around your neck, and goddess's cruel gaze right on you, taking such obvious pleasure in your desperation, in your absolute powerlessness. Look how easily I've crumbled your resolve. Look how effortless it was for me to tempt you and wrap you around my graceful little finger. Can you even imagine what'll happen if you come so hard with my big cock inside of you? Oh, my big tits bouncing in your face as I fuck you. Looking up at my gorgeous body, knowing how wet I'm getting from watching you suffer. Knowing how good my clit feels with each thrust into you, in and out. Knowing how hard my nipples are getting. Knowing you can't have them. You can't have me. You are to be had. You cannot possess me. You are to be possessed. If I let you come for me, I'm gonna ruin you. You'll be so fucking addicted to me that all it will take is a little whisper in your ear to tempt you into giving it all up just for a chance to come for me, to come with me inside of you. Oh, yeah. I know you can't stop staring at my huge tits bouncing up and down while I fuck you so big. You can't stop staring at my nipples as I thrust in and out, hitting you right in that spot. Oh my god. Your mouth is watering as you think of worshipping me, getting stupider. It's all you can think about. It's all you can do for me. In and out and in and out. Feels so good to fuck you. My pleasure is all that matters, and I wanna fucking destroy you. Fuck you so rough. Leave your little hole so raw. All you can do is think of me for days. Oh, you'll never be satisfied now that I've given you a taste. You'll never be fucking satisfied now that I've given you a taste. You're always gonna need more and more and more. I've whet your appetite. I've unleashed an appetite that cannot be sated as I fuck you in and out and in and out deeper with each thrust, digging my nails into your flesh, getting rougher, wanting to destroy you, destroy you. You wanna be fucking destroyed, smothered by my curves, fucked by my big strap. Look at what a whore you really are. Look at what a slut you really are. You can't be good. Mm-mm. You're so easily corruptible. Let's face it. It was a piece of cake. And now I'm pounding you into fucking oblivion. But I'm not gonna let you come. No, I'm not gonna let you come unless you put on a good show for me. Unless you show me how desperate you really fucking are. I want you to cry tears of desperation, to whimper and beg me more pitifully than anyone has. And then maybe I'll have mercy on you. Pounding harder and faster, harder and faster. But like I told you, your body only obeys me. You can't come until I let you, until I make you, until I hit that spot inside of you, so deep inside of you, so rough and so hard, you fucking explode with me inside of you, tightening around me, screaming. You can almost taste that orgasm, can't you? Can't you taste that orgasm? Can't you imagine it so clearly? It's almost like you're having it right now. The one that's gonna ruin you. That one that's gonna blow the rest of your life up. And you'll do it all for me. You'll give it all up for me. Everything you've worked so hard for. To serve someone always out of reach. To be addicted. Completely fucking addicted to the sweetest narcotic of all. A cruel and dominant woman. You don't have to answer, my pet. Your body's answering so clearly. And you know what? You know what? As I thrust in and out and get so fucking turned on, get so fucking close myself, I want to destroy you. I want to ruin you for good. So as I count down from 10, oh, when I get to 1, you're gonna fucking come harder than you ever have in your life. And you'll be mine. All mine. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, come through me. Yeah, good, my slut. Good, my little whore. Yeah, exactly like that. Exactly like that. Come around my cock. Oh, good. Oh, yeah. And this is just the beginning of your demise. Take a moment to just enjoy all the feelings that I have induced in you. The climaxes, desperation, the anticipation, the climax, and ultimately the deep peace and stillness. Go. Relax, just float, enjoy being in my presence, Enjoy the blissful weakness you experience after such a mind-blowing orgasm. Enjoy relaxing for me, being weak and submissive and passive for me. And now I'm going to count you up out of trance. One, letting your breathing pick up pace. Two, orienting yourself to your body, moving your fingers and your toes. Three, opening your eyes. Four, taking a look at the room around you, remembering your surroundings. And five, all the way up for me. Good. Very good. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed using you for my pleasure. I hope you have a lovely rest of your night.